writing in here is great, isn't it? We arrive today and suddenly ask, where are the lights? So we rigged up some anyway. It's just like home. 59p. The reminders of that. Yeah. I've got no guitar. I'm finding this place is incredible. Unbelievable. I believe when I went through today to do this. This the place is the best kept secret in Bristol. And the gate is the best kept secret in the universe. Anyway, I'm gonna sort of. Guess what? It's a song about procreation. How is it up there? Oh, good. I can see Sam's got something lit. I'll pass it around. What? Thank you. This is a song about procreation, really. In the various parts of the world, they bury their dead on the surface of the planet. And whatever can fly into the space where the people are put, whatever can crawl in, eats, has its fill, flies or crawls away. And we are there, we're all there, sat, stood, waiting for God all. Waiting for what? Pass it around. Humphrey. Humphrey. Okay. Thank you.
be gentle, especially with us. Share all our moments, treasure the pleasure of love, as we fathom uncertain becomes. Won't be long now before the skies are circling over. We didn't forget the rhythm's cries.
Chewed up, gentlemen, chewed up by my own thoughts. And the next song is testament to that, I guess. I never know which way to turn. I mean, neither does Michael Heseltine. It's a sort of common human trait, you know. Even Tarzan is caught swinging through the trees in the wrong direction. Boy, why don't you fuck off? Yes, okay. Sorry. Glad I got that over with. And I don't know whether we're living in the right society or not. I suspect that we're not really. I know that I'm not. That's all that I know. I'd really like to be living somewhere else. I'd like to be living in a place where the kids are shared, so that somebody gets some time off now and again. And I'd really like to be living in a place where everything's shared. But then, would I? Am I not
dreaming, Roy?
A hermit? What?
So you're still dreaming.
I know, yeah. Still dreaming, yeah.
Dream on.
Okay. Thanks, I'll do that. Spend the rest of your days around my neck. But I'm not that strong, and my time isn't long. My love is something to wreck. I wish you could share. Thank you. days are crap as well. I'm not sort of reaching for Sunday. I mean, Sunday is something else. I've yet to discover what Sunday is, but I think it's the day on which he rested. I've never really been able to understand why it wasn't she. The way I feel right now, it should be it. And on the seventh day, it rested. In the ashtray. Like all good joints. Sorry, roaches. They would have enjoyed that one in Manhattan. I once saw a cockroach in Manhattan this big. I mean, you know, it's the one that got away. I was staying with a lady in a hotel, and I was just closing the door as we were going out, and I saw this thing running underneath the bed. And I thought, don't say over. Do not open your mouth. Just close the door. And make sure that when you pull the sheets off the bed to get in it, that the light's on. Anyway, this is a song. I do these sort of things. Yes, you do, right?
Oh,
guest that had come to flog me on cathedral steps. Thank you.
ready for peace and no more guns. But you know, I think he must have changed his name to Hero. You see, every time he cries, he kills his smile.
Thoughts and thoughts.
scrapes his poor brains. Strange thoughts. The wheels say, stop. Sits in terms of booze and tarts. He says the same as he's just a farce. He's got no healing formulas. He's got no some dreams way back when. There were loads of dreams. I'm still trying to reclaim some of the lost acreage. Help!
shoe. This isn't the song that I wanted to write. I wanted to write a song that went straight up Tarzan's asshole with my fist. Lifting him off the ground. On the green seats. I didn't make it. I didn't actually make it. Try again, Roy. This is the attempt, anyway. This is the failed expedition to the north face of my... I'll work out the rest of that sentence that I'm going to...
Yeah.
Something else, isn't it? Yeah, no lights, no alcohol. Okay, so we know it's not. Seriously. cigarettes, not smoking. You shouldn't smoke tobacco anyway, you know. It kills Nicholas Ridley, it'll kill you. This is a song I wrote when I was 18, and all that I needed to carry around with me was a red light bulb. Just change the atmosphere everywhere you went. And, you want some of this? I mean, I have tested it for you. That's pretty Catholic. I hate everything. It's pretty Catholic. You do that. Yeah. I mean, the word Catholic means to embrace all. So if you sort of embrace all within you, I hate. Should we talk about this later?
Thank you.
song. It's a song I wrote when I was 50. When I was 15, I saw London for the first time. And I went to a place to the west of Paddington called Westbourne Grove. And in Westbourne Grove there was a place called the Rio. They closed it down a long time ago. It was totally West Indian. And I scored my first piece. And it cost me 10 bob. Yeah. Is that a dog talking? Cost me 10 bob, yeah. I only got halfway down the stairs. They obviously took one look at me. I was 15. They took one look at me and thought, probably, if this guy gets down here, he's probably not going to get out. That's got nothing to do with this song, actually. More importantly, it's got more to do with carrying. Was in a hotel in the same city, and I saw a member of ABBA. I was staying at this hotel, and ABBA was staying there. I have no idea why I was staying in the same hotel as ABBA, but I thought, I've got a clue. But the blonde one, the very blonde one, carrying a carrier bag around, and it was kind of spread out at the bottom, and she had a baby as well, a baby in a carrier bag, and the two things seemed to be very important. She didn't leave either of them anywhere, and in the one carrier bag, all that I know is what I actually saw. It looked like it was that deep and this long. And it looked like salt. But everybody came and sort of asked her things now and again. But more importantly, I remember carrying two carrier bags. And sometimes they were in the same hand, but they did stick out a bit if they were like that. You couldn't sort of get through. It wasn't easy to pass a lamppost at the same time as a person. You know, so they were in two hands more often than not. And they were full of something that I called at the time. Well, we didn't know it was called, it came to me as, it came to me, it walked towards me in its own carrier bag. It was known at the time as Malawi tripweed. Yeah, she knows it. You got any? But anyway, made me very, very ill. I was extremely ill. I made speeches that you wouldn't want to hear again. Ever. And I wrote this song. There's still going to be the arguments, because, I mean, should I smoke tobacco? Or shouldn't I smoke marijuana? Or should I resort to opium? Or maybe I should inject LSD straight into my heart. That was a fairly quick escalation, wasn't it? I'd have you know that Queen Victoria was rescued by Mary Hua. They prescribed it to her after 10 years of mourning for her concubine. Boy, you've changed sex again. Oh. Well, the argument's still righteous anyway, you know. But don't get cancer, I'll see you. Not got a fucking hope in hell in here, don't I? Let's hope it stays that way. I'm not joining. But I wonder what... I wonder what... 5,000 years ago, 6,000 years ago, I wonder what they did for it. I wonder what they took. Kicks, it must be a bitch, you know. They went up in the mountains and they died. At the age of 30. Okay. I mean, you know, shit, they fucking died. God, imagine that. Why aren't they still alive? You know. was found not long ago, you know, and nobody wanted to know. He was just deserted. He was deserted. He was crap. He was falling to pieces. It was like a murder investigation. The Italians didn't want to know, and the Swiss didn't want to know, and it was between them. It was somewhere on the border. You know, where's the border? You have to say, hey, boys, where is the border? Suddenly someone gets hold of a piece of this thing, and they discover that it's 5,000 or 6,000 years old. Then the Italians want it, then the Swiss want it, then everybody wants it, and it's not dead. Shit, those people didn't die! They sure didn't die! Fucking thing's got a copper axe with it. Shit. In the middle of the Stone Age. Still? Do you notice my movement towards the microphone? Same time as I'm sort of Fred Astaire. I wish my left hand worked as well as... No, as well as my sphincter. This is a song that I wrote 3 or 4 years before they found the body. He woke up in a crash, he did. Put his blood in the sheet.
to Desperanto anecdotes, resuscitated in my throat.
I still believe that we should be living together, for fuck's sake. I still believe that. I still believe that the planet can hold us, if we can hold the planet. I'd like to believe that. I don't have long to go now. Somewhere less than 30 years, I'd like to be able to see things other than Tarzan swinging through the trees. Tarzan seems to have become a sort of theme tonight. There's a song called The Tallest Tree that Tarzan ever swung through. Would somebody like to belch at this point? Okay. Yeah, the tallest tree will ever be the tallest tree. No matter how many we manage to cut down. It'll be this high, it may be that high, it could be this high. It'll still be a tree. It's a celebration. A celebration of a man's life. The song called Chico Mendes. By the curse of the breast, I've never been this high up. I've got no light. Can't see. Sorry, I should be able to feel. We're going to finish with something that... has some of my favourite poetry of mine in it. A million tons of printed shit comes through my door each day, up to my dick, around my neck.
Can we even throw it away?
Fucking hell. Sorry, there has been too much swearing tonight, but there you go. It's the way I felt, it's the way it is, it's life. Gonna tell the printer shit comes around Deutsche Tab to my dick around my neck and throw away bills for my shirt. Receipts for my soul with only a moment to pay before the thud of the future gives me the shit. Welcome to my nightmare. I'm still Alfred sat there dreaming away, burning the same old goddamn cakes. Shit. And just as I light a load of fire with all this. This garbage. Space invader lands. It's full of cops and bureaucrats. Okay, is it finally lands? I see my life pass before me again, slipping through my hands as the sound of harvest closes in, swooping, reaping. Welcome to my nightmare. It's the one in which I walk when I'm not sleeping. Hey, it's been nice to be with you tonight.
Close. Welcome to my nightmare.
did that a while ago. Thank you. There must be nothing as dispiriting, and nothing as so depressing, completely. To be outcast so far that you have to be hung by the neck and strangled, or have your spine snapped when you're innocent. That must be the most devastating of all feelings coming up. We used to do that. There are many people who think that it should still be done. The American president has changed his attitude since he was a candidate. They still do it across the water. I wrote this song because I think it should be banished worldwide.
Oh, God. God, please.
Thank you very, very much.